Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago. We, of course, this is America's Heroes Group. I'm Cliff Kelly, America's Heroes Group Roundtable Veterans Court with Judge Hooks and Attorney Laurie Roper. And don't forget, November, I have to say this again, is Bone Marrow Donor Awareness Month. This is very important. I'm Cliff Kelly. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer, Manny Corazzari. And, of course, we are so pleased to have with us Judge Hooks is with us. How are you, sir?
Cliff, I'm just fine. Congratulations. Great. On your celebration. I was out of town, and I'm sorry I was not able to make it, but we'll have to catch up otherwise.
Okay. We will do that. And Laurie said the same thing. She's here in the studio. Hi, Laurie. How are you? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you,
good,
sir?
Good. We want to hear from Sheriff of Cook County, Thomas J. Dart, a longtime friend. He serves as the chief executive of the second largest such department in the United States after Los Angeles. How are you, Sheriff Dart?
I'm doing wonderful, Cliff. It's great hearing your voice. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, particularly when I know, notwithstanding all the problems we have, we've got great people such as yourself and the other two members of our group here. They're going to take care of us.
There's some of us out there trying still.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Do you remember a breakfast meeting we had some years ago that I had asked you to do something?
Oh, I know. I know. You keep bringing that up. I know. I'm still happy with my decision because I really enjoy the job now, and I enjoy interacting with people. I love working with. We've worked with Judge Hooks on things as well, and it's always been a pleasure, working with him and other folks, particularly on the veterans issues, because it's something that I don't think people really are, terribly aware of. But unfortunately, a lot of our veterans, come in contact with law enforcement, and there's, just this past year we had about 750 of them that were housed in the jail at the given time. It's something where myself, many other people have been trying to raise the profile of this issue and come up with, creative programs and the like too, but it's not fully appreciated at all, Cliff. And, I've been, obviously you and I've talked about this before, but I've been yelling and screaming and banging the drum about the mentally ill being dumped in jails. But when you look at the hard numbers for the folks who have been members of our military, they're virtually double the numbers. So when you look at the number of people that I have in my custody, it's usually about 35% or so have a, diagnosed serious mental illness. And when, you're talking about someone who's been in the military, that number almost doubles. As far as having a diagnosed mental illness. And, I don't think those things have been appreciated or really fully focused on. So we've been trying to do with Judge Hooks, other people have as well. And we just got a lot to do. I'll tell you, it's just a lot to do to try to do the right thing by the folks who've served our country.
Sheriff Dart, I knew the numbers were bad, and that's why I commend you and Judge Hooks, of course, and Attorney Roper. But I didn't know that these statistics were that terrible.
Oh, yeah. It's just under 60% of the people that come into my custody who are, self-identified, but it turns out to be true virtually all the time. But it's just under 60% of them have a diagnosed mental illness. I mean, it's just astounding, absolutely astounding.
So what is being done? Because you're trying to do things about that.
Yeah. You know, we've got some great partnerships now, which has been really helpful. Because originally, I'd say about 7, 8, 9 years ago, I lose track of time here, but we had a lot of difficulties dealing with the VA back then, and it wasn't because people weren't interested. It's just that, frankly, their computers, their technology was so bad that they had really limited ability to interact with us. And so we somewhat went at our own from there. You know, as I said, you know, Judge Hooks and some of the other judges were working on the judiciary side of it, but from like the jail side of it, we were sort of going it alone for a while. But what we did is we developed a bunch of programs. Now we have the VA working with us, and they're fantastic. They come into the jail at least once a week. They go through all the individuals who we've identified as veterans. They sit and meet with everybody. They really spend a lot of time working with them. And we have an officer, Coddington, of our own, who is just, he's a, you know, veteran himself. He's singularly focused on this. And, you know, working in unison, they've been able to get these federal forms that I didn't even know exactly what the significance were, but for the veterans they do. It's called DD-214. And if you get that, you know, accomplished and you get people to fill that out, it opens up a whole wealth of services for people. And that wasn't necessarily ever being done. And so, you know, over the last, you know, 3 years, we averaged signing up over 170 guys a year, getting the DD-214 filled out, which is huge to open up the door for this. And so we have veterans, you know, put on a veterans tier, which they love. So it's something where they're all amongst themselves and fellow veterans, and within the tier themselves and while we're in custody, just get a boatload of programming, Cliff, that comes in. And a lot of it, as I say, the VA helps, but then we get these volunteer groups that come in. A group called the Inner Voice is fantastic. The Red Cross comes in and puts on a 2.5-hour course once a month. But then we run a lot of our own programs. We have like our own people who are, I just can't emphasize enough to you, who are so into working with veterans because they're veterans themselves. They sort of help coordinate it. And then we have programs on those tiers around the clock. So they're very different. It's a very different tier that they live on. It's very active. There's a sense of camaraderie and programming, and then a big, big, big emphasis, Cliff, on discharge planning so that when they leave, we're doing everything we can, not just connect them with services, but housing and the rest of it. So, you know, we feel pretty good about it, but at the same time, we feel, you know, we're open to people suggesting how we can do more, too.
Well, you know, when I was over at the office talking to you about an issue one time, and I heard all of this noise, Sheriff Dart, and I didn't know whether, I said, gee, did I happen to come during a jailbreak? do you remember that?
Yeah.
They were in the day room playing chess.
Yeah.
Because you told me, let me walk you back here. I didn't know what the heck was going on. But, you're doing a great job with these services that are available. People don't know it for incarcerated veterans. And,
Cliff, if you know, the numbers, you've talked to me about it before, too. When you look at the number of our veterans who have no interaction whatsoever with law enforcement at all, but you look at the issues that they bring back from serving our country, it's staggering. And then when you look at those suicide numbers, and if that does not wake you up and say, we need to do something significant here. This can't be just, let's mail this thing in. I mean, no. We got to be actively involved. We got to be pushing the envelope here and really engaged. And so, as they say, for us, you know, we feel very proud of what we're doing, but I keep telling people, we need to do more. This population needs it more than anybody else, and they deserve it more than anybody else. And so we've got a lot going on there, but it's just somewhat depressing for us because we get some really good things going. And then once, you know, people leave our custody, you're left to the vagaries of what's going on out in that place called the real world. And, you know, as they say, the VA has been great. They've been great. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, you still are stuck with housing issues. And when you look at, like, the veteran population, when it comes to homelessness, they're disproportionately represented in the homeless population, too. And so, you know, we're struggling with that as well. So it's complex and it's unsettling. But, I mean, we got stuff going. But, boy, Cliff, you want to talk about, like, a population of folks that we just need to be doing a heck of a lot more, it's this group.
Well, and you certainly do a lot, Sheriff Dart. You do such a great job. We are, of course, joined also by one of my good friends, Judge William Hooks, U.S. Marine veteran and Circuit Court of Cook County Judge, and Lori Roper, attorney, supervisor, Veterans Court over 26th Street. She's here in the studio. Judge Hooks, thank you so much, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Cliff.
Good.
I'm doing fine.
Good, good, good. Tell us more what Sheriff Dart was talking about, and, of course, you're there as a judge.
Well, we have the largest group of veterans in the Veterans Court over the last 2 years I've taken it over. And I don't know if that's good news or bad news in the sense that I don't think the numbers of veterans getting in trouble have increased. I think the screening processes involving the public defender's office and the state's attorney's office and Sheriff Dart's people are screening and identifying veterans early. And my colleagues are, too, in their various court calls, and they're sending them to us so they can get the, be a part of the Veterans Treatment Court program. We just graduated a couple of weeks ago, four veterans. Every few months or so, we have the graduations, and it's a good feeling to see people getting through this program successfully.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this, the Sheriff's Office has a lot of programs for the veterans, but they also have a lot of programs for people on my regular call, too. It's rare that I have somebody that actually is being sentenced or that's found not guilty that have not received benefits from the Sheriff's Office in terms of programming. It's not just the veterans. Under Sheriff Dart, there's been more of an effort to actually serve people while they're pending trial than I've heard about or seen before. So not only are the veterans getting serviced by the different programs for the jail, many of the other inmates are too. And they're getting life skill accomplishments done that they just didn't know, whether it's parenting, getting rid of the drugs that are on their back, preparing for jobs. He is a full kind of a course book of programs that all of our inmates are enjoying or, experiencing while they're incarcerated, pending a disposition of their cases. As the sheriff said, the veterans are special, in my opinion. They are getting good services now in recent years from the Veterans Administration. I have a whole team, as I said before, that come there every other Monday. Ms. Roper supervises the public defender that's in my courtroom, and she's a part of that. I have a dedicated state's attorney, and this is in addition to my regular state's attorney on my other 300 cases, and a dedicated public defender, and along with about eight other people from the veterans team and the TAS program, which is another drug program. We meet and we talk about every case before we convene the court for the veterans, progress reports and status reports and adjustment reports, as I say. So it's a team approach. Everybody's
great.
Doing the lifting. But I also tell you, the deputies are, I'd say, user-friendly as to all the people in the system now. There's a real big attitude change since Sheriff Dart took over. But with respect to the veterans, they're even more compassionate towards the veterans. This is regardless of whether the deputy sheriffs are veterans themselves. You can just see that they are comforting to the veterans. They mean them no harm, and they actually take a personal interest in the veterans as they go through these processes. So it's a team effort. The punitive aspects of being incarcerated have been taken. A lot of that has been taken down since Sheriff Dart has used his leadership. So I'm pleased with what I see. We're going to be. I think Sheriff Dart is reinstituting a boot camp, a more enhanced boot camp through the Sheriff's Office. We had it for a while. I think he's retooled it to some measure. And I think the judges are going to receive briefings on that shortly. Is that right, Sheriff Dart?
Absolutely, Judge. We've changed it to more of a focus on, at the end of the day, having the discipline element of it. And the discipline being more like directing people on, you know, job readiness sides of it, but that you have to be responsible. We put alarm clocks in their cells so people realize there's times you got to wake up. You have to be at a job. You have to be there on time. And then we're giving them skills in the construction side of things, because we've been finding we've been able to get a lot more jobs for people when we've been giving them these type of skill sets than some of the other ones. And so it's absolutely right, Judge. We're really that's we've retooled it quite a bit, and we feel better about it because it's really like giving a really great opportunity for real jobs that are out there right now that people are looking to fill. And you know, as I can say, Judge, it's just been such a pleasure working with you. Honest to goodness, it just has. And I mean, unfortunately, it's like it seems every other day I'm looking up, and when it comes to like the difficult heater cases we have in our county, it seems like your name's on them all the time. And honest to God, I don't know how you deal with all this stuff sometimes. And it's just, and in spite of that, though, just, I mean, the compassion and the help working with you, my staff just loves working with you.
I think that's great. That is great. Really great.
Good feeling. We're going to get the team. Well, the public defender's office are deeply involved. I know Attorney Fox, she's been recently on. She gives me a, you know, regular prosecutors for my regular call, but she gives me an extraordinary prosecutor for my veterans. So, you know, it's a team approach. You know, a lot of prayer is involved. A lot of hope is involved. These veterans are really, they're really tied to the VA and to their attorneys and even to our state's attorney and to the sheriffs that are part of the program. You know, sometimes they come back, and they'll come back in trouble. They just come back. So, we, you know, the whole idea of getting folks ready for jobs, though, is essential because these are people that we promised something to, you know, in service of their country. And oftentimes when they come back, we forget them. They become the discarded.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. The only place where they can get some attention is if they have the unfortunate incident of being charged. But, you know, that's the way the system works, and we're just going to try to make sure they're better when they leave us than they were when they came to us.
That is great. That, of course, is Judge Hooks, and you've been hearing from Tom Dart. Our number is 312-374-8130. Attorney Lori Roper is here with us. She's in the studio with us, who's been here a number of times. She's the attorney supervisor, problem-solving in the Veterans Courts.
Yeah. Well, first, I would like to thank Sheriff Dart for his compassion and willingness to work with the veterans, most of them who are represented by the Office of the Cook County Public Defender. So on behalf of Amy P. Campanelli, I would like to thank you for your willingness to work with the veterans and give them access to services while they're in your custody and care.
You're so welcome. We love working with you guys, too. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. But, I want to let you know how we do appreciate the fact that you have a separate tier for the veterans. I think that is just so important because their issues are not the same issues that other detainees may experience, and the camaraderie, you can see that when they do come to court and going throughout that process in front of Judge Hooks, you see that they do develop a camaraderie and a closeness being veterans, even though they are from different branches of service. So I appreciate that. So and also, too, I appreciate the Sheriff's Department identifying and working with the veterans who do need to secure their DD-214s. That is the key to the kingdom, as Judge Hooks would gladly tell you. I'm sure he has his, of course. And so, but I appreciate that because we have so many veterans. That's the one thing you find out about with this with these programs is that so many of our veterans don't realize what they have access to. And as Judge Hook said, it's unfortunate that they may have to come into the system to get some of these services, but it is good to hear that the Sheriff's Department is paying special attention to them in the jail.
That's great. Any response? Let's take a caller. Brother Hall, hi.
Yeah, Cliff?
Hi, Brother Hall. Thanks for calling.
Hey. All right. Yeah, first of all, let me just commend this show. This is just really, really so needed for not only just regular people on the street, but the ones who have fought and did everything they can to save this country. So I salute Judge Hooks. And most of all, I want to thank Tom Dart, the sheriff, for continuing the work of his father. You know?
That's
you know,
right.
They say the apple won't fall too far from the tree, and he certainly...
I don't know how you knew that, but his father was was my boss at one time when I was a head.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, well, Dart was my representative at one time. So
yeah, I know. Yes, right.
Right,
yeah.
right. So
yeah.
I just wanted to commend you guys, and I interact with Gator and different ones, and we see the work that you guys are doing, and particularly Judge Hook. You know, this guy, man, you know, I remember sitting in my front room talking to Judge Hooks before he became a judge. And one of the things that was a condition that I would work for him was, what are you going to do for the dry bones, which is these veterans and others out here? And he assured us that he would step up. Mm-hmm. And you have done that, sir. And I just wanted to thank you and thank you again. I can't thank you enough for all that you have brought to the judicial system. And thank you.
Thanks for calling, Brother Hall.
It's a pleasure. Yeah. You know, I know your service to our community. It shouldn't go unnoticed. You know, you're coming to CON. It's just only a small part of what you do out here. Those that know the community know that you're out there every day doing things, positive things, without any type of compensation whatsoever. Because you believe in doing the right thing, mm-hmm. and influencing our young people. So I just wish that we had more members of the community that conduct themselves like you do. It's an important situation. You know, you are, you know, what manhood is about in the African American community. Many of our folks just don't pay attention to that. They just don't understand that in order to live in this community, you need to give to this community.
Yeah.
You need to give time, you need to give your resources, and prepare these folks for, you know, what they see out in the communities. It is difficult for our young people to negotiate the challenges in the community, and it's also difficult for our veterans. So anybody that has the blessings of an education and have survived out here need to make sure that others are able to make it. So I just encourage people to look at your community organizations. You know, those government officials that are doing good work, make some noise about it. So that others will try to get involved and do the positive things. You know, we see so many government officials nationally, locally, that just pull that salary and get involved in mischief, that those few that are out there trying to do things, push them on, you know, mm-hmm. recognize them, and encourage them to bring others along into the equation. I will tell you, this job situation is huge. We have to get these companies to hire our veterans. CTA has a program. Mm-hmm. that I've been successful with and funneling people to from time to time. And all they have to do is expose their whole record, stay off of drugs, and you can start with the CTA. And if you're successful in the special program we've been using, then you can move on to regular CTA employment, not just the experimental program.
Great.
But we need corporations that receive our money to know that they owe something to those that have stepped out of line and need other opportunities, whether they're veterans or not. Mm-hmm. Corporate responsibility is greatly lacking across the board because we're just not receptive. Our corporation's not receptive to second chances. So those that are listening that are in a position to make a difference, you know, identify yourself to the sheriff. Come by my room in room 301. Let me know who you are. And I can tell you some ways you can actually help some, not only the veterans, but these young people and not-so-young people that need some second chances.
I think that is just great. You folks are just fantastic. We didn't even, somebody mentioned, Brother Hall mentioned Sheriff Dart's legislative experience, too. That's something we didn't get to. And as I said, his
no, thank God, Cliff, yeah. Honestly, I put that one out of my mind in the rearview mirror because, as Judge Hook says, like at this job, you can get stuff done. Like when Judge Hooks has like a real human being who served his country in front of him, and he's impacting his life. It's not sitting around shuffling some paper, thinking maybe you're getting something done. Maybe you are, maybe you're not.
But I got to cut you off, Sheriff Dart, because of the fact I also mentioned the fact that I know the family, because your dad was my boss in another life. You know that, right?
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah.
And he was great, too, just like his son. Lori Roper, great job as always. We're
thank
so
you.
Pleased to have
thank
you here.
You.
All right. I want to thank all, yeah, listen, Sheriff Tom Dart, Judge William Hooks, Attorney Lori Roper, couldn't have a better half an hour. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care.
All righty. We'll be back.
It's been an honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
The talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation is 1690 WBON, Berwyn, Chicago.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media.